Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
.652 on Wisconsin's Morning News, bringing our friend and teammates from 101.7 The Truth, host of the afternoon show, Dr. Ken Harris.
Good morning.
Man, you are just the guy I wanted to ask about this.
Uh-oh.
My home school district of where I grew up in Wauwatosa, back in the news, not for good reasons. They got a $4 million budget hole that they just found or figured out, or I'm not even entirely sure how that happens. And then all this talk about a legal opinion on possibly merging with MPS. There's nothing there, right?
Well, they wanted to see whether or not some of the kids that live at the border could actually go over. It's the same thing with Greenfield, Greendale, all that, where you have those houses where somebody got mad and said, I don't like it and I want to live in my city. And so you drive up the street and you have like four houses that are in Wauwatosa, two houses are Milwaukee and other houses. Well, they said those kids, because they're all going to different schools, why can't we, if they choose to, come to our school?
Well, don't we already have that? Don't we have open enrollment?
It's called open enrollment.
Transfer program, all of that stuff?
Yeah, I kind of thought so, but.
So reading this, I don't know that it's necessarily a serious proposal. I think one of the things that was controversial about it was people heard about it in Tulsa and they're like, what is it? And I think the board did the right thing in suggesting we need to release this legal opinion that we got and people can see for themselves.
Well, instead of the kids, let's release the schools. That'll make less schools that the police have to now have school resource officers. I don't know.
It is, and Tulsa voters are going to face a $60 million referendum coming up in November. They're trying to keep all of the, I believe it's 9 elementary schools in Tulsa. I feel the conflict within the district because one of the things that was so attractive for our family when I was young and for families today is you have a walkable district. There's no busing in Tulsa, but for here or there. So every kid can walk to school, to a neighborhood school, and you want that to survive, but the economics aren't working out.
Well, I don't know if it's the economics. They're not having children. So I don't have any kids to put into K-4 to go all the way through K-12, you know. Why would I keep a school open? Makes no sense. That's the economic part that parents aren't thinking about. So the more you keep schools open, the more money you're going to pay. And your property taxes are going to go up and you're going to keep getting referendums. And by the way, it was $64 million referendum. Was that $4 million?
I was waiting for that.
Okay.
I was going to ask.
What doesn't help?
Well, yeah,
it doesn't help. At least it came out before the referendum vote, unlike in Milwaukee. Right.
That's true. And so you overpaid $4 million. Well, where'd it come from? Like, how'd you? So that's interesting. I'm assuming they don't have the same CFO. Or did they take Milwaukee's CFO?
From what I understand is they have a new CFO who discovered some of these errors. And much like what we had here in Milwaukee, what is this?
So now when you hire a CFO, make sure they can use software and not an abacus. And then we'll be great.
You've mentioned this before, this idea of people not having kids. And that's interesting because
it's not an idea.
I understand that the stats indicate. Then why are there school districts? It's just their pockets that are growing because there are school districts everywhere trying to build new things, build new classrooms, add this, add that. Clearly, there's a need in some areas because of, I would assume, more kids going to some of these schools.
Well, part of the issue is the buildings, right? So that's the one thing that no one ever. Unfortunately, we built schools too well. So we've got 40, 50-year-old buildings in MPS that have no AC. Like, they've already started. School hasn't started yet. The people that got to go to school, they can't go to school to work, to set up, because it's too hot.
Right.
So at some point, they were derelict in their duty to say, we have to maintain our property. And some of these buildings, we need a pattern of tear down, rebuild. That's what you're saying, but eventually they're going to have to tear down and sell all those other schools because the kids aren't there.
Well, it is a classic in many cases of kicking the can down the road, right? You don't do the maintenance.
Absolutely.
You don't do the maintenance. I mean, a lot of those elementary schools were old when I went there.
Right.
40 years ago or whatever it was. Be about 40, right, at elementary. Sure. That's good math. But, yeah, they were old when I got there. And so, they do need updating. To Eric's point, you have migration. I mean, people are moving into other areas. Other areas are getting built up. So, in some cases, you can entirely see why you're asking for money to build new schools, because you do have increasing enrollment
right.
in other areas, but it's coming from somewhere.
But then give me a plan right. of what you're going to do with what you have. But those kids weren't born. There's a 15% drop that's just hitting colleges next year.
Right.
So that means that these schools already don't have kids.
Dr. Ken Harris, you can hear him every afternoon on 101.7 The Truth, host of The Afternoon Show. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
657 on Wisconsin's Morning News.